be aware of your, now be aware of your heart center, the fourth chakra and your high heart center just above that, and the connection between your high heart center and the sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, your third eye, and energetically connect the two. Simply send energy, visualize energy going from your high heart center to your third eye and back down again to your high heart center and around and around and around, and forming a vortex of energy, and your conscious knowing self, feel it being pulled into that vortex, to that spiral. And you come out in the middle of your forehead, looking out through the middle of your forehead, like a little ball of light, a little ball of consciousness, looking out through your third eye. Visualize yourself being in your forehead, looking out through your third eye, and then let yourself move out through that third eye, as if you were moving through a doorway or a window, out into the astral world. Sometimes people wonder why exiting in this way. It is a much safer way than going out through your third chakra. Your third chakra moves also into the astral world, but it is more susceptible to outside influences. But through your third eye, you are much more protected in this respect. You already have your tube of light protecting you as well. Now, being out in the astral realm, just outside of your body, I want you now to become aware of both in your body, your physical body, as well as your astral and etheric body, the violet flame. You can take the threefold flame, the gold, the blue, and put them together, forming the violet flame. And then see that violet flame beginning to expand and grow, both in your physical body and also in your astral and your etheric body. If you are able to do that, see it growing and expanding, growing, until it's completely expanded outside of your physical form. Enjoying now with your astral and your etheric body, violet flame there as well. And everything that is old programming, old memories, all that is no longer needed, anything that has brought negativity to your life, anything that has brought stress to your life, see that being purged away now. Any old programming no longer needed. Just see it purged away with this violet flame. Expanding, growing, purging away all the old. See it as a violet flame, just as if it were burning in a forest, and the forest is burning away all the old undergrowth. Everything is burned away in a forest fire. Then, not too long after that, everything is then born again anew. So see yourself becoming born again anew here. Coming out from the ashes as a new being, a new you, completely purged of the old and replaced with the new. And now see that violet flame within you continuing to your entire building wherever you are, and then expanding out from there to surrounding area, further and further, towns, villages, cities, all becoming engulfed in this violet flame. Countries. Then across both oceans, across the Pacific, across the Atlantic, no matter where you are coming from, whether you're in America or you're in Europe, wherever it is, see the violet flame expanding, growing everywhere. Now, find yourself lifting up in your astral, your etheric body, high up into the sky, past the Earth's atmosphere, and then see the violet flame that has expanded now all around the globe, around Earth, around Gaia. Also purging out all the old programming, the old paradigm. See it being purged out. The new paradigm, the new you, being collective you, collective mankind, all life forms on the planet as well. Now also be aware of those energy waves that have been coming down from the universal central source through the galactic sun down to the Earth for some time now, wave after wave after wave. See those waves that have been coming. Visualize them coming down, hitting the Earth, and then spreading out once they hit. Wave after wave after wave. See it, if you will, as ocean waves that come onto the shore, onto the sandy beach, then continue on with larger and larger waves, one right after another. The first wave doesn't spread that far onto the beach. The next wave, being larger, goes further up the beach, and et cetera, et cetera. See these waves coming. If you look all the way out into the galaxies beyond this galaxy, see that one major wave coming now. See it approaching through all of the galactic central suns, coming to this galactic central sun. Now see it moving through this galactic central sun and through all of the planets of the solar system, through all of the ships, and down to the Earth. And as this wave strikes the Earth, this is the wave, this is the tsunami of love, the event. Which brings the great changeover, which follows the great awakening that you are in now. See this wave now spreading out across the planet as a tsunami spreads and spreads. But unlike a regular tsunami, there is no end to this one until it has spread across the entire planet, every direction now it spreads, engulfing everything in its wake, higher consciousness, higher vibration of Somebody needs to mute their phone. Continue to see this wave spreading all across the planet, engulfing all life forms, whether human, animal, plant, or mineral, and raising consciousness. As the Earth, as Gaia herself, is raising consciousness, is moving into those higher dimensional frequencies. See the entire planet, all life on the planet, also moving with her. See light everywhere. Many will be able to see the light. Some will only be able to feel it. Feel the experience, feel the bliss that comes from it. Some will see colors. Some will see it as energy, certainly feel it as energy. Nothing like you have ever felt before. And of course, see all the resultant changes that come as a result. How man changes. Man toward his or her fellow man. Now there is no more inhumanity. It is now just humanity. Sharing love, spreading love. Feeling joy, spreading joy. All that was of darkness, fear, anger, hate, jealousy, judgment, all those have been washed away in the tsunami of love. Nothing is left. Light, love, oneness, pure joy, togetherness. Now begin to find yourself moving back towards your physical body. Back down. Becomes particularly aware of your violet flame. Now that is a shield that you can bring up anytime you want. Shield to hold out any negativity of any kind. Shield yourself from it. Keep yourself in that neutral state as much as absolutely possible. Let the violet flame be one of the tools that you can use to remain neutral. Know that all the old programming is being washed away, being burned away. The more that you know that and realize that, the more you will be able to move on with your life, remaining higher in those new or in those higher vibrations, higher frequencies. Moving through your ascension process, into those higher dimensions. Come back now toward your body. Enter from your astral and etheric body back into your physical body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come again at this time to continue to bring you along, to help you along, to continue to guide you, as well as the many other guides that you have that are helping you to do so, to move through this ascension process. Because, my friends, you are right in the midst of this ascension now. All the things that are seemingly negative that are happening around you are actually all part of the orchestration, the great orchestration, which is bringing the great awakening now. You, each one, have to know that you are a strong part of this great awakening. Yes, there is an alliance. Yes, the galactics are here and part of the alliance. There are many, many that are helping and assisting. But those of you, which we like to call the boots on the ground, those of you are the ones that have to go out day after day and be a part of this illusion, but not be the illusion yourself. Just be in it, but not of it. To continue to live your life the best that you possibly can, to hold that neutral state as much as you possibly can. And it is up to you. Now that you are the awakened ones, it is up to you to assist wherever you can to help others awaken. Be the beacon for them, that they can now find the light just as you have. You can be the beacon that calls all the ships to you if you wish to do that. You can be the warrior with Michael's sword of truth and spread that truth wherever you can. You speak about the masks and the social distancing and all of these things that are being used to control the people. And those of you know that it is nothing more than that. It is a control tactic that they have used again and again in many different ways. This is just one more way. But they are coming to the end of their tactics. They have extended their playbook as far as they can at this point. And every time that they bring out what they think is a new play to bring out upon the population, those of the Alliance are ready to take what they put out there and be able to turn it around against them. That is what it is all about in the higher vibrational frequencies and the higher dimensions. Whenever there is any kind of an attack on those of the galactic ships, they do not attack back. They simply take what is sent to them and reflect it back onto the ones that came from. That is what you are doing now. That is what the Alliance is doing now. Taking what is being given and reflecting it back. Whenever you have the opportunity to assist one that is on the verge of awakening, it can be your responsibility to assist in that process, if you so desire to do so. There is no judgment. No one is telling you you have to do that. But it is time for all of you to move from that worker state to the warrior state. That is what this group is about. That is why you have all been brought together. You haven't been brought together to sit on your couches and watch the world go by around you. That is not what you're here for. You're here to help the awakening process. You're here to help bring the independence back to the people of this planet. That is your goal. That is your mission that you volunteered to come here for. And now that you are in the midst of it, some of you are saying you don't want to do this anymore. You've become tired. You've become disillusioned at times. But now is the time to pull yourself up and reach even higher to your higher self. Reach higher than you've ever gone before. And say, along with Prime Creator, enough is enough. And we are not going to stand by and allow our freedoms to be taken away. And as you do that, as you declare your independence within you, as you say no more, that reverberates out to all around you. Even though they may not at a conscious level know it, it is reaching out to all. And more are awakening in this way. But it takes all of you to help this awakening process. Many will not awaken on their own, even though you may have heard that they will. Many will not. Many need that impetus. Many need something to give them a nudge, just as we have been giving you nudges, guiding you along here and there, wherever it is possible to do so. That is what it is for you as well, to give those nudges. For as we have been telling you, you are going to be us. You are in preparation to become those ascended masters and to then be able to reach back and assist others in also their ascension process. Be in the first wave. And if you are ones that are to be in the first wave, you have to show the ideal. You are the way showers. You are preparing the way. It is up to you to be the way so that others can follow after you. Just as Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, or the light. That is what you are, each and every one of you. You are all Christ's becoming, all taking on the Christ consciousness. And the Christ consciousness calls for change, calls for adaptation, to move along, to move into and through this changeover, through this transition that is occurring right now. You are in the midst of the transition, in the midst of your ascension. And now it is time to pull yourselves together more than ever and realize that this is your mission, to reach out and help one another to awaken just as you have. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now with peace and love, and that the violet flame continues to work within you to purge out everything that is of the old paradigm, as well as the violet flame reaching out to many, many others throughout the planet to purge all the old iniquities, all the old paradigm, the old programming, so that life here on this planet can be born again anew. into the new golden age of Gaia.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you. One who starts here, you can unmute your phones now. We are ready for your questions if you have them. Are there any questions from those of you out there in what we used to call phone land? We called it Zoom over the weekend here, but now it is phone. You have questions here. Is anyone there?
I have a question, one who serves.
Yes.
I was wondering, are the banking systems collapsing soon, and should we be investing in things like gold, silver, property to keep ourselves safe?
We did not hear the first part of that. What is collapsing?
The banking system, the financial system.
Yes. Your fiat financial system, is that collapsing? Is that what you are asking?
Yes.
We can tell you that it is in the process, certainly, of doing so. Your president Trump, is very much aware of the system, has been a part of that system for a very long time, but he also knows of the new system, the new quantum financial system that is going to be introduced. And he knows that he has a part in playing in that introduction here. So, it is in process of not falling apart, because that would be catastrophic to your population around the entire planet here. So it is something that must happen along the way, we will say, little by little in the beginning, but gaining momentum until the point where it can be completely overhauled and the new financial system be introduced seamlessly. That is what they are looking for. That is what your alliance is looking for, is to bring this process through the transition seamlessly. Okay?
Beautiful. So investing in gold, silver, and property, would that be a good idea at this point?
We are not in the process or the habit of suggesting to you in that type of terminology what you should or should not do. But we can tell you that whatever feels right to you, if it feels right, then go with it. You have your higher self that you are connected to. Simply ask your higher self, and you will be guided in the proper manner, whether it is to invest in these various things that you are asking, or something of another nature here, we will say. Okay?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. I just wonder if you could verify a website that I found that says that 5G towers have been refitted to broadcast 432 hertz to make 5G safe and actually good for our bodies.
There is a process that is occurring right now where those that are of the light are working on this system, working on this particular technology to make it a safe process here. So they are very aware of the ramifications of it either way. In other words, technology can always be used either for the negative, toward the darkness, or toward the positive and the light. It matters not. It is just simply the consciousness behind it that is directing these particular technologies. So the Alliance is in the process of taking this technology, which is a wonderful technology, which can take it into the new golden age and be able to do it safely. Your president is also very much aware of this, as well as many other world leaders are also, that they are working toward bringing this technology forward in a safe manner. Of course, there are always those that are of your dark forces, your cabal, all of this, that are attempting to utilize this for their plan of depopulation. So it depends here on which ones go through first, we will say here, but the orchestration that is occurring is leading it toward the forces of light being able to utilize this technology in a safe manner. Okay?
Okay. I'm just looking at a website that says it was conspiracy theorists, so I wasn't quite sure if I could believe it or not. Thank you.
Yes. Many are saying everything that is of the light is conspiracy theory.
Right.
Think about that. Everything. If it's of the light, it's conspiracy theory. If it's of the dark, it's the plan that needs to be worked out. And everybody needs to follow, such as your vaccines and your ID system and your masking and control and all of these things. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions here? We must say we miss our Shoshana here. We miss Shoshana and her wonderful other perspectives that she can bring in here. But
yes,
we
miss Shoshana, but we also love you, one who serves. I wanted to ask a question about a statement that President Trump made a few days ago about we may not see much of him for a while, and then it looks like he retreated to Air Force One, and I don't know if he's going to be spending a lot of time on Air Force One for protection, for security, and it's getting down to the wire. Can you speak about that cryptic comment he made about Air Force One? We won't see much of him, and what's going on currently?
You have said it in your wording there. You are coming down to the wire. And that is important here because that is exactly what is occurring here. He is potentially removing himself for safety purposes. He is very much protected, so there is no concern of that at this point. But he is removing himself because of various things that are about to be disclosed, being brought about in various ways here. We will not say exactly what they are or when, but because, again, we do not know exactly, because everything can change, but it is a process right now that is coming forward, and it must be that he removed himself from this to allow for these things to come through here, okay?
So he needs to spend time up in the air, away from the White House for safety and protection.
We are not so much going to say up in the air, but that could be. It just depends. He is just simply being advised to remove himself for a period of time here.
Beautiful. That's really great news. Thank you so much, one who served.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
Greetings, Uncle Sir. I would like to inquire about the event that happened in Beirut. It was obviously, a large number of injured and souls. And I wanted to know if this was orchestrated by the cabal somehow or whether it was truly an accident. Thank you.
You talking about the bombing in Beirut? Is this what you are saying?
Indeed.
Yes. What we can tell you, it is certainly that of your cabal. We would not put it that way, not your cabal. It is not your cabal, but it is those ones that are attempting to wreak havoc, whatever they can, to take attention away from many things that are in the process of being brought forward. And every time they can take attention away from that, they are able to postpone the inevitable just a little bit longer each time. And that is their plan. That is their playbook. They always will do, draw attention away, like your magicians are able to do, to do one thing with one hand and then something else is going on in the other hand, to take distraction or bring distraction to you. This is what they are attempting to do, as well as working to hold the ascension back, hold the vibrations down. Anytime they can spread fear, that is attempting and can actually hold vibrations down. But there is so much that is coming into this planet in terms of the waves of energy that have been coming in, that it is more and more difficult for them to achieve their purpose of holding the vibrations down. They can almost not do it very much anymore, even though it appears as your population is in fear and all of this. Many are not so much in fear, they are just doing what they think they need to do, what they have always been taught to do, to follow the laws or what they think are the laws here, even though they are not. So that is all we can say on this at this point. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Any further question here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it true that the Cabal or the dark forces use the violet flame for their own uses? And then is it supposed to use like pink instead of purple or violet for the flame?
They are aware of this tool, we will say here, but are not able to utilize it. It is not for them. It is not for the lower vibrations. It is only for higher vibrations. And this is why the violet flame has been reintroduced to mankind here, because the vibrations have increased enough over the years to be allowed to bring this through again. Because of the great power within this. You, at this point, are not even yet aware of the great power that is within the violet flame. You see it as a visualization and hear what it can be used for, but you have yet no idea of the full power behind this. And the magic with a K, the magic with a K that can come from this. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Any other further questions?
Yes, this is Lilia. I do have a question.
Yeah.
I understand that those who have the opportunity to ascend in the first wave will be able to renew, to regenerate their body. I'm wondering what is going to happen, I mean, to our relatives when they see us back in a new regenerated body. Are they going to go or through some kind of dimension where they're not going to acknowledge, or it's not going to be such a shock to them to see that difference when, you know, our nephews that are much younger are almost the same age as us, for those who decide to be younger?
What we can tell you is this is a entirely new paradigm that is being introduced here. And if you go through the first wave and have your ascension, you are the way showers, as have been said many times. You are showing the way to those who are coming after you. And when you are able to rejuvenate your body in terms of being your light body at that point, and show that to people, such as your loved ones and all of this, that will be an impetus for them to begin to awaken as well if they have not already, you see. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Do not be concerned about the age factor in terms of how someone looks, whether it is your nephew or your niece, your grandmother, whatever it is. If all are at the same basic age level appearance wise, that will become the new norm eventually.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Namaste. Yes.
Would there be any other questions? Yes.
Yeah, I have a quick question. It's Drusilla. As far as being the first wave, is the plan that, I guess, within this, that December 21st, the winter solstice, is that wave of energy what's going to create this first wave? Can you tell
us? We're going to say it is a very strong impetus. Will have a great impact on that. As we have said many times, you are already in the ascension process. In order for that first wave to develop, or for those of you to be in that first wave of ascension, it will take a great impact or impetus to propel you in that respect. And that is what the event is for here.
And that's considered the event then?
The first wave of ascension? No. The event will lead to that first wave of ascension.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thanks.
Yes. Any further question here before we turn to your email question?
This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi, one who serves. Thank you. Are we receiving more galactic star family coming down lower into our atmosphere, not only for support, but at that time where more is maybe needed or asked to come and come a little bit lower? Because I've been seeing new ones as well. I did ask, I was curious about that for quite a long time, if they would be coming, more would be coming. And finally I asked not too long ago, and the answer was yes, that more have come, quite a bit more. So, and I have been seeing new ships, different ones, really exciting. So what do you see in that?
We think you have already answered your own question here. Absolutely, 100%, there are more that are coming because your vibrations, your collective vibrations are increasing. And as your collective vibrations increase, those from other dimensions, those from higher levels of consciousness can be here then, more fully here with you. And again, it is always for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And you particularly have that vision that occurs to you, not all the time, but here and there, we will say, glimpses you are getting. And this is because of the higher vibrations, both within you and the collective you as well. Okay?
Yes, thank you. Very good.
Yes. We need to release channel, but we will take your email question, and then we will release.
Yes, thank you, one who serves. Perhaps the two questions can be woven into one. This person is asking the galactic disclosure, will it be happening by the end of 2020? And then is the gathering going to happen a few years after? Thank you.
Very good. There again is that time thing that many of you are wondering about. Is the event going to happen at the end of this year? Is disclosure, galactic disclosure, going to happen at the end of this year? And our answer is always going to be the same. We cannot tell you directly when this will be, because it is not dependent on time. It is dependent on vibration, vibrational frequencies increasing. And as these vibrational frequencies continue to increase, the probability and possibility of the event occurring becomes stronger and stronger. Now, we can tell you at this point right now that you are in this very moment, you are getting very close to the potential of the event occurring at the end of this year, just as you have been told by several sources now. Now, that can certainly change. Just as there were many things that were going to occur that were going to propel you toward the new golden age in your 2001, some things were going to occur there, but there was a dark influence that happened, your 9/11 as you know it, and that changed much there at that time. But the Alliance has learned a great deal since then of how to work to overcome the various plans of the nefarious ones, the dark forces here, and they are doing everything they can to make sure that they learned from that situation and that it shall never happen again. So the galactic disclosure is coming very close. We can say that to you at this moment now. But it is already in process, if you think about this. Many of you are seeing ships. Many of you are taking pictures of ships, videos of ships. When we say you, we're not talking about only you in this group. We're talking about the you, the collective you across the entire planet. It is happening more and more and more now. Similar to back in the 1950s, 40s and 50s, when there were many, many sightings, but then they were backed off because of the your cabal and everything interfering with these showings, these sightings and all of this, and attempting to turn it around to their favor so that they could block everything. Remember, this is all about their attempt to block ascension. That is what this all is. All of it. The mask, the 6-foot distance, the social distancing rather, everything that is occurring is all about that. Your chemtrails, all of these things are about blocking the sun, holding ascension off, bringing fear up so that vibrations remain lower and all of this. But as we say, the Alliance is aware of their playbook. They have the ability now to see somewhat into the future and are able to see what the Cabal is going to do before they do it. And this has helped tremendously to continue to stay one or even two or three steps ahead of them at all times here now. So that is why you have not had any major catastrophes, even though this one that occurred in your Lebanon, even though that appears to be a major catastrophe, it is not what it could have been or what they had intended, not only for this area, but for many other areas as well. That has all been curtailed, all been stopped here as we find it. So everything is exactly as it needs to be and continues to be orchestrated, and they cannot stop what is coming. You have heard this from several different sources. They can no longer stop what is coming. Ascension is going to go on just as it was planned here all along. Disclosure is going to happen, whether it is at the end of this year or into the next year or whenever. It is all going to come about here, okay? We need to release channel here now, and we just want to say to all of you, we appreciate everything that you have brought to this group to continue to bring this forward, to continue to take the advice, the guidance that we give you along the way and utilize it in various ways. Maybe not all at once, but little by little, you are getting it. And that is very important, that you get it. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Shanti.